98.5 UPS. This is Tammy Thompson, and of course, our station being the official station of the Consumers Energy Sable River Canoe Marathon. A lot of people kind of gearing up for what is going to be happening this summer. Longtime committee member for the marathon, a past paddler, and a media partner, I have Phil Weiler on the phone with me. Phil, how are you?
Good, Tammy. How are you today?
Excellent. You and the family doing well?
Doing outstanding.
Good.
Everybody's staying safe. And we're like everybody else trying to wait this out.
That's right. Now, I know there have been a lot of people out on the rivers, whether they're in canoes or kayaks. They're just getting out and doing what they can. Now, what about the paddlers who participate in the Sable River Canoe Marathon?
Well, there's been several different orders, but they've always been able to do their C1 and get some paddle time in. But as of recently, they can do the C2s, what they race. But they're gearing up is what they are, and there's just no easy way to put it. I'm here today to tell you that we've had to cancel the 2020 Consumers Energy Sable River Canoe Marathon.
Mm.
This is a decision that the committee, the communities, the paddlers, and the fans, I mean, we have the best fans in the land, but given the information and given the status of everything right now, we had to make a decision yesterday with the Sable Festival, the local leaders and authorities, and for the first time since 1969, the last weekend in July will not be marathon time.
Wow. I mean, I get it, but wow.
It very much is a wow, because 51 years ago was the last time we've had no race. But yet, when we all sat down yesterday and tried to look into this crystal ball,
right,
Nobody knows what the future is. And so you have all of these other things that you either have to plan for or not. And trust me, some of us longtime committee members had some pretty crazy ideas to maybe limit the crowd or whatever. But at the end of the day, we just came up with the same answer. And so it's really hit everybody on the committee hard. It's affecting the paddlers. My phone hasn't stopped. Everybody knows it's the right thing to do, but the marathon is the Super Bowl for racing. And so we just felt we had to come out now, and I really hope we're in a different place by the end of summer, but this is where we're at right now.
Better safe than sorry. And as much as we realize, yeah, it's probably the right decision, still a tough pill to swallow for anybody who's involved with the race on any aspect.
Everybody who's on the committee does it for the fans, for the paddlers, for the community. We have great pride in promoting our towns along the river, and our sponsorship that comes from everybody has great pride in the race. And so this decision was like, man, do we keep trying to postpone this decision?
Right.
Or now are we doing a disservice to people by not calling the ball now, given the situation and not knowing where we're going to be 30 days from now, 60 days from now? It's really hard to prepare. I can't even believe I'm saying to you in May, wait till next year, but it's been hard on us. I'm not going to lie to you. Not a lot of sleep the last night or so.
And, you know, not the first big festival or event that's had to make this tough decision. So
no, and we were kind of looking at ourselves, Tammy, in a little bit different light, because the Cherry Festival is a gathering. Alpenfest is a gathering. We were trying to come up with ways that we could basically do away with the sprints and everything else and just start the paddlers and go, so we could eliminate as much as we could. But the bottom line is we have so many cool, crazy, and wild fans that if there's a race going on, they're going to be out. You know, it's not like all these pro sports that are talking about playing in front of empty stadiums. We have no control. We're spread out from Grayling to Oscoda. We don't like it because it's a situation that's out of our control. It's not a money thing. It's not a volunteer thing. It's not a weather thing, for crying out loud. We know you and I have talked over the years about what about weather situations. And lo and behold, this comes out of nowhere, and we're canceling the race because of a virus. Just let that sink in for a minute.
Oh, I know. Phil, I appreciate your candor. I appreciate you letting us know right away, and we'll get the word out and just plan on the biggest marathon ever in 2021.
Well, it's going to be a party. And I want to thank Black Diamond 98.5 for being one of our huge sponsors and their marathon network and everything that you guys do to promote the consumer's energy race. I can tell you, please, people, you know, get out on the river when we can. See the businesses. Spend your money. You know, help them out. That's a big blow to them. And we are already planning 2021 because, you know, you get knocked down, you get back up. And we're going to come out better than ever.
That's right. All right, Phil. Well, thank you. You stay well, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for everything.